愿大家平安。
May the peace of God be with you all。
啊，今天下午安息日聚会，我们也看到很多小朋友也坐在我们当中。
This afternoon in the service, we see there are many children sitting among us。
因为今天呢是宗教教育的年末的特别的聚会。
Because today is also the religious education year-end service。
会在聚完会之后呢，马上要进行。
And it was continued right after our sermon。
啊，就等于一般的学校的毕业礼跟开学礼。
So this is equivalent to the graduation as well as the opening ceremony in the school.
所以我们今天下午呢，也来讲一个跟信仰教育有关系的题目。
So this afternoon, let's also learn about a topic that is related to our religious education.
我们的题目是最好的教育。
And the topic is the best education.
举目观看，我看我们在座的全部都是移民的，来到这个国家的。
Looking at the audience, I see that all of us have immigrated to Canada.
当然也有些孩子在这边出生的。
And of course, some children were born here.
那我们问一个问题，为什么我们自己或是我们的父母会搬来这个国家？
So we can ask the question that how come we or our parents moved to this country?
除非那对夫妻是没有孩子的。
Unless this couple has no children.
如果有孩子的，通常都会回答说，我移民呢，都是为了孩子的教育。
If there are children in the family, usually the parents will reply by saying that I immigrated to Canada for my children's education.
这里的教育相对来说比较好。
Because comparatively speaking, the education here is better.
没错，我们加拿大的教育实在是很好。
It is indeed true that the education in Canada is pretty good.
免费的中小学教育。
That middle elementary school and high schools are free.
大学的教育也水准也很高。
And the level of our post-secondary schools are also pretty good.
一般的家长为了要孩子接受更好的教育。
So normally the parents, in order for their kids to receive better education,
都愿意花比较多的钱在比较好的学区买房子。
They are willing to spend more money, so that their children can go to a better school.
如果负担得起的，可能送到别的国家接受更出名的大学的教育。
And if they can afford it, usually they would be willing to send their children abroad to a better school so that. Their children can receive better education.
看来大家真的很看重教育。
So it seems that everybody places emphasis on education.
这个原因大家都知道。
And we know what the reason is.
因为教育会影响一个人的一生。
Because education can have influence for a person's life.
会改变，会提升一个人的思想。
It can elevate and change a person's thinking.
也可以说，你接受的教育也改变你将来工作还有所有的命运。
You can also say that the kind of education you receive can also have direct impact to your future careers.
那我们知道教育本身呢是要去接受的。
And we know that a person must be willing to receive education.
从来没有人一生出来哇就有大学毕业的头脑。
That nobody is born with the intelligence of a person who has graduated from university.
都是要从小培养。
That you have to cultivate, you have to learn from young.
那么今生的教育，大家都那么看重。
So since we place so much emphasis on the education of this world,
但是其实有另外一种教育比今生的教育更重要。
But actually, there is another type of education that is more important than the worldly education.
就是宗教的教育。
That is the religious education.
为什么它更重要呢？
Why is it more important?
如果我们说教育是影响今生，
If we say that the worldly education can influence your life in this world,
那么宗教的教育呢，除了影响你今生之外，还会影响你的来生。
Then the religious education not only can influence your life today, it can also influence your life to come.
我们在世界接受的教育很有影响力。
That the education we receive in this world is very influential.
但是这些影响力会在我们人生结束之后就没有了。
But the power of the influence from education will end when you leave this world.
但是如果我们的孩子接受宗教的教育，
However, if our children can also receive a good religious education,
不单止他的一生的观念、价值观会有所不一样。
Not only the value system, the concept of his life will change.
不单止他们今生的命运会改变。
Not only will his life in this world will change.
再加上他来生就是永生有不同的这个后果。
In addition, it will have a lasting impact to his life to come, to his eternal life.
所以宗教教育是非常的重要。
So religious education is very important.
但是一般来说，我们比较看重看得见的教育。
But normally speaking, we place more emphasis on things we can see.
父母比较关心孩子的学校拿多少分。
Parents care more about what kind of grade they get in school.
比较不会问说到底他在教会学圣经学得好不好。
We probably don't ask too much about what our children learn in the church.
但其实啊，宗教教育真的是很重要。
In fact, religious education is very important.
那到底什么叫宗教教育？
So what is religious education?
我们来看诗篇的七十八篇。
Please refer to Psalm 78.
第六节。
Psalm 78, verse 6.
诗篇七十八篇第六节。
Psalm 78, verse 6.
七十八篇第六节。
Psalm 78, verse 6.
使张耀生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。第七节。
7.
好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。
That the right generation to come might know then the children who would be born.That they may arise and declare them to the children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments.
这里告诉我们，宗教教育跟世上的教育有什么不一样？
Here tells us the difference between religious education and the worldly education.
有人说他们都一样，都是要人家做好事。
Some people may say that they are the same. The goal is to make a person do good.
都要人家上进。
The goal is to make a person grow.
但这里有一个很不一样的地方。
But there's a very, there's a something that is different.
世界的教育呢，是以人为中心点。
The education of the world is centered on man.
他一个人培养一个人的自我。
That is trying to cultivate a person's self-interest.
开发一个人的潜能。
Try to develop a person's potential.
提升个人的知识。
Try to elevate a person's knowledge.
来达到个人的梦想。
In order to reach a person's dream.
但是宗教教育呢，就不一样。
But religious education is different.
宗教的教育呢，是以神为一个中心点。
Religious education is centered around God.
而不是人做中心点。
And it's not centered around man.
因为神如果在一个人的中心点。
Because if God is in the center of a person's life,
他的命运会不一样。
Then his life will be different.
他的价值观也会不一样。
His value systems will be different.
以色列百姓，他们出了埃及之后，
After the Israelites, they left Egypt.
他们开始发觉神跟他们民族的命运呢有不可分割的关系。
They started to discover that God is inseparable to their life.
如果不是神他们还在埃及当奴隶。
Because if it were not God, they would still be slaves in Egypt.
如果不是因为神，他们早就被同化了。
If it were not because of God, they would have become other people.
或者是被其他民族消灭了。
They would have also been destroyed by other people.
但是因为有神，
but because of God,
他们能够被保存下来。
They were kept.
还有他们可以得到发展。
And they were able to develop.
还有他们发觉一个。关联
and they also recognize the fact
就他们国家的命运呢，他们个人的命运呢，也跟他们信仰有关系。
But the fact, the fate of their nation, the fate of their individual lives are related to God.
每次他们离开了神
every time they departed from God,
他们就遇到很不好的东西。
Then they would meet up with troubles.
遇到很大的困难。
They would meet up with great problems.
受了很多本来可以避免的苦。
They would suffer.Many pains that they would have been able to avoid.
每一次他们回到神那边
Every time they return to God,
他们的命运又改变
Then their life also changed.
他们再次得到祝福
They will again be blessed by God.
所以经过很多的失败
So after these failures,
他们得到一个结论
They came to one conclusion.
就是如果我们这个民族要继续得到神的祝福
That is if our people wants to continue to receive blessings from God.
我们一定要把我们从神那边领受的这些经验跟信仰传给下一代。
We must pass on the experience and what we have received from God to the next generation.
目的就是叫他们要仰望神。
The goal is so that they can have hope in God.
不忘记神的作为。
So that they don't They don't forget the works of God.
遵守神的命令。
And they may keep His commandments.
这个就是宗教教育的不一样。
So this is the difference of religious education.
这教导一个人，他以神做一个中心。
Is to teach a person to center his life on God.
那作为一个中心点，然后发展出他不同的一个行为。
So God is the center, and they can develop different things around God.
我们看看为什么要神做中心呢
？So why do we need to have God as our center?
我们看看这个世界。
If we look at this world,
大部分的人没有以神为中心。
Most people they don't have God as their center.
大部分的社会文明也没有以人为中心，也没有以神为中心。
Most civilization. They are not centered around God.
虽然现在物质越来越发达
，even though materially speaking, everybody, it is very advanced.
科技越来越高明
even though technology is very advanced.
但是我们每天打开的新闻呢，就越来越恐怖。
But every day when we open up the news, we see more and more terrible news.
人的心已经不像以前
，because man's heart is not like before anymore.
越来越离开神的道路。
They are further and further away from the ways of God.
所以教会就是在神在地上的国。
So church is the kingdom of God on earth.
教会是跟外面不一样。
Church is different from the society.
如果你信了主耶稣
once you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你的家也应该跟外面不一样。
Then your family also become different from a regular family in the society.
这是以神为一个中心来教导你的儿女。
That is, you need to teach your children, according to the center that is God.
有人说宗教教育很简单。
Some people may say that it is religious education is very easy.
我每个礼拜六带我孩子来，让他参加儿童班一个小时，交给老师。
I just need to bring my children to church every week on Saturday, and they go to their RE class for 1 hour a day, and they are under the care of their teacher.
这样就让教会来给他们宗教教育。
So the church can provide religious education to my children.
是不是这样子呢
？Is this really so?
教会的宗教教育其实只是一个很其中一个部分，也不是最大的部分。
Religious education from the church is only a part of it, and it's not a very big part of it.
就是一个开头而已。
It's only a beginning.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's refer to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
The book of Second Timothy, chapter 3.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
提摩太后书三章十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 14。
三章十四节。
Second Timothy 3:14。
但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
14. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
这里说有一个人叫提摩太，他很年轻。
Here mentions a person named Timothy. He was a young person.
但是他从小就接受很好的宗教教育。
But since young, he received a very good religious education.
而这些教育呢，是放在心里的。
And this education was kept in his heart.
我们看十五节。
Verse 15.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
这里告诉我们两点。
Here tells us two things.
宗教教育跟外面的教育有什么不一样？
What is the difference between religious education and normal education?
外面的教育呢，是我们在社会上有成就或者是有生存的能力。
The normal education is to teach you to be to accomplish something in the society or allow you to develop certain skill to survive.
十五节说，圣经宗教教育呢，要我们有得救的智慧。
But verse 15 it says that the Holy Scripture is able to make you wise.
这个就更深一个层次。
This is even one step further.
但是同时，宗教教育也是需要学的。
At the same time, you also need to learn about religious education.
那到底要怎么学呢？
So how do you learn?
是不是放到教会里面让孩子学呢？
It is just to bring your children to church and they will just learn.
这个还不够的。
This is not enough.
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
Please refer to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
一章的五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲有离基心里的。我深信也在你心里。
When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is also in you also.
原来提摩太不是自己找教会自己来慕道。
Timothy did not just come to church on his own. He did not just came to seek the truth on his own.
原来这个年轻的工人呢，他已经是第三代的信徒。
And we can see that this young worker, he was actually the third generation of believers.
他的宗教教育啊，是从他外祖母开始给他的。
He received religious education from his grandmother.
再从他母亲那边给他的。
And then also from his mother.
再传到他那一代。
And it was passed down to him.
所以为什么提摩太从小就认识圣经？
So why is it that Timothy knew the scripture from young?
他以神为中心的生活。
Because he had a life that was centered around God.
是因为宗教教育是从家庭开始。
And this is because his religious education started within his family.
所以弟兄姐妹，重点就出来了。
So here is the important thing.
宗教教育是最重要的教育。
Religious education is the most important education.
超过你现在给你家孩子在社会上面的教育。
It surpasses any kind of education you can get from the society.
因为这是影响他今生还有来生。
Because this kind of education can have impact to your life today as well as your life to come.
但是这种教育要从你开始。
But this kind of generation starts from you.
在座的每一个家长。
Every single parent sitting here.
就是神托付你要做宗教教育老师的。
That God has entrusted this task to you to be a religious education teacher.
如果你没有办法担起这个责任。
If you cannot take up this responsibility.
那把它放到教会，这个宗教教育也不完全。
Then, and you only put your children in the church, then this kind of education is not complete.
所以作为一个家长，我们要怎么样做呢？来配合教会，来把这个宗教教育做好呢？
So as parents, what should we do? How can we work with the church to really, do well in terms of religious education?
我们提出三点来跟大家一起互相的学习。
We'll talk about three points.
第一点
，First,
父母啊要以自己的行为作为宗教教育的教材。
Parents must use your own behavior, your own action as the best religious.Material to teach religious education.
我们看《生命记》的第六章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
生命记第六章的第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
第五节。
Five.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
第六节
Six.
我今日所吩咐你的话要记在你的心里。
And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
这是神对每一个家长所说的话。
This is what God said to all the parents.
你要完成一个好的宗教教育。
In order to complete a good religious education.
父母要先要求自己开始。
The parents must have this requirement of themselves first.
每一个父母可能都会去教导孩子。
Every parent can teach their children.
但是为什么有一些成功，有一些不成功？
How come some succeed and some fails?
最成功的父母， 他不用多讲。
The most successful parents, they don't usually talk much.
他直接跟孩子说，你就看我做。
They just tell their children, just watch me. And
我做什么你就对了。
Whatever I do, you just do that.
这种讲话很简单，但是很有力量。
This is very simple, but it's also very powerful.
最失败的教育。
And the kind of education that fails.
就是你跟你孩子说，听我的，但是不要学我。
It's when you tell your children that you should listen to me, but don't learn from me.
还有一个父亲呢，抽烟抽了几十年。
There's a father who has been a smoker for decades.
身体都很不好，但是戒不掉。
He has very bad health, but he could not quit smoking.
孩子连青少年也开始抽烟了。
So when his child becomes a teenager, he also started smoking.
父亲就跟他讲。
So the father said to him,
年轻人不要抽烟了。
Young people, you should not smoke.
对身体不好。
It is not good for your health.
那爸爸为什么你要抽了几十年？
So the kid asked, how come you've been smoking for decades?
哎呀，我都抽了几十年了，戒不掉了。
Because I've been smoking for decades, I cannot quit.
你还年轻，你不要抽。
You are still young, you shouldn't smoke.
我们听听看这种的教导，孩子会听吗？
So what do you think about this kind of teaching? Would a child listen to this kind of teaching?
所以神要我们教导我们的儿女。
So God wants us to teach our children.
神先要求的不是儿女。
Who God asked to do is not the children.
神要求的是家长本身。
But God actually put this requirement on the parents.
第一，神要求家长，你要听啊，你要听神的话。
God required the parents to listen to the to God.
你自己不好好听，但是你期待你孩子好好听神的，或者听你的，这个可能吗？
If you don't listen well yourself, Is it possible to ask your children to listen to God or listen to yourself?
我们有没有把神当成独一的主呢?
So let's ask ourselves, do we have God as our only God?
主就是最重要的。
That God is the most important.
孩子在我们的身上有没有看到,哇,爸爸把神看得最重要?
Can our children see that, that my father view God as the most important?
拜神最重要。
It is the most important to worship God.
信仰最重要。
His faith is the most important.
所以爸爸妈妈礼拜六不可能缺席教会。
So my parents, they would never skip church on Saturday.
他一定要很早就起来准备好自己。
That they would get up and get ready very early on Saturday morning.
穿得整整齐齐来拜神。
And they would dress very well and come to church to worship God.
如果孩子看到父母有这样做。
If the children can see, if the children see that the parents are doing like this.
父母也看到神祝福。孩子也看到神祝福他的父母。
And the children can also see that God is blessing the parents.
那你就不用跟他讲，长大了要拜神了，神很重要。
Then you don't need to tell him that when you grow up, you need to worship God, God is important.
这个就很自然的会在他头脑里面。
It is very natural this will be in his mind.
再来神要求父母，你要尽心、尽心、尽力爱神啊。
Here God also asked the parents to love, to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength.
如果父母很爱神，
If the parents really love God,
神一定祝福这个家。
God will bless the family.
而这种祝福啊，跟没有神的家庭是不太一样的。
And this kind of blessing is different from the blessing normal, is different from what normal family receive.
没有信神的人，家庭也可能是有房子、有车子，什么都有。
It is true that normal family, those who don't believe in God, they will also have car, they will also have very nice house.
但是有信仰的家庭，他会更体验到神的带领。
But a family that has faith, they will even more so experience the guidance of God.
遇到困难也有平安。
And when they encounter problems, they will receive peace.
当你爱神的时候，神自然更爱你。
And when you love God, God will love you more.
这个就是父母可以做出来的榜样。
So this is the example that parents can set for their children.
在这次去英国啊。
This time when I went to UK.
看到英国教会发展很快。
I see that the UK churches, they have been growing very fast.
他们很同心。
Because they are very united.
信徒很单纯。
And their believers are very simple.
会堂一直在盖，一直在扩建。
They continue to build more churches.
然后呢，年轻人也起来了。
And their young people also come out to work.
这次我去协助神学训练班了，他们有150个青年全国了来参加神训班。
This time I went to help with their theological training courses, and there were 150 young people attended.
为什么那么多青年人会来参加？
How come so many young people came to attend this, the training?
因为父母鼓励啊。
Because their parents encouraged them.
父母鼓励他们，你暑假什么都不要去，什么都不要做，参加神训班最重要。
The parents encouraged their children that don't do anything else in your summer. The most important thing is for you to go to the theological training.
你以后长大要打工，要工作，要去玩，很多机会。
Because you will have your opportunity to work, to play, to do anything you want later on.
但是趁着你现在读大学，暑假有时间，应该多学习道理。
But you need to take hold of the opportunity that you have now since you are still in school and you still have time in the summertime.
父母的鼓励很重要。
So this is the encouragement from the parents are very important.
怎么英国2000多个信徒，但是呢，暑假来了150个来参加神训班。
So you can see how come that they only
have, 比例很高啊。
They only have 2,000 members in the UK, but they were able to send 150 of their children to come to their theological training.
观察到第二个。
And then I also observed the second thing.
很多年轻人毕业之后还是很爱教会，很热心的侍奉。
That a lot of the young people, even after they graduated, they still continue to serve the Lord zealously.
他们在外面工作很忙。
Yes, they have their work outside, they are very busy.
但是愿意为神训班请假一个礼拜、两个礼拜。
But they are willing to take a vacation, take time off for theological trainings for 1 week, 2 weeks.
礼拜六、礼拜天来帮忙教会煮饭。
On the weekend, they are able to come to church to cook for the church.
都是年轻的家庭。
And these are all young families.
甚至有抱着 baby 来帮忙圣工的。
There were even families who took their baby, their babies and come help with the holy work.
我看那个辅导员啊。
I saw a counselor.
他去年我看他的时候还没有生 baby.
When I saw him last year, he didn't have a baby yet.
那今天来了，神祝福他一个很可爱的宝宝。
And this year, he also came and God blessed him with a very cute boy.
太太、孩子都带来了。
And he also brought his wife and his children.
那个先生就白天在教会当辅导员。
So the husband would spend the day at church.
他太太跟 baby 就住在娘家那边。
And his wife and his baby would just stay with the in-laws.
那个 baby 都还没有到一岁。
And the baby is not even 1 year old.
但是他竟然全家带着 baby 一起来服侍神啊。
But he was able to bring his baby to serve the Lord with his whole family.
我看了就很感动。
I was very touched.
哇，一般来说，现在有人生了一个 baby 啊，哇，宝贝的不得了，哎呀，在家里休息，哎，不要出来教会的人那么多，空气不好啊。
Normally speaking, when a couple first have their baby, they will just stay home and they don't want to. Everything is about their baby. They don't want to come out and come to church.
但是对他们来说不是。
But it was not so for them.
他们说我要侍奉神。
Because they wanted to serve God together.
那我就问他们了，为什么你们会这样子
？So I asked them, how come you are able to do this?
为什么你们会那么热心
？How come you are able to be so zealous?
我问一个跟我年纪差不多的青年。
So I asked another youth who is about my age.
也是有好几个小孩子。
He also has several kids.
也是有外面世界上面的工作。
He also has his own work in the society.
他就跟我讲。
But he told me.
他说我从我的父母还有我的祖父母身上看了很多神的恩典。
He told me that I have seen many grace from God from my parents as well as my grandparents.
我祖父以前很穷。
My grandfather, he was very poor before.
去了英国一开始也是很穷。
And when he came to UK, he was very poor.
那时候没有教会。
And there was no church at the time.
大家赚的钱都是去赌博，赌光。
So every time, the members, when they earn money, they would just go and gamble and they would spend over all they earned.
后来教会成立。
But later on, we established a few churches.
大家都过了一个以神为中心的生活。
So people started to live a life that is centered around God.
我的祖父开始就很热心侍奉神。
So my grandfather started to serve God. Zealous.
后来到我爸爸
，and then my father，
他也学我祖父一样
，he also learned from my grandfather，
也是很热心的教会的圣工
，and he also was very fervent in doing holy work for God。
越热心，神越祝福
，and the more zealous they were, the more blessings they received from God。
不但是祝福他们这个生活上的
，and God not only blessed them in their material life，
还有啊，生活当中有很多神的恩典
，but in their life they also experienced many grace from God。
所以当我想起我祖父跟我爸爸的时候
，so when I think about my father and my grandfather，
我就要跟他一样
，I want to be like them。
我要尽力的去爱神
，I want to love God with all my heart。
因为神太爱我们了
，because God truly loves us。
我看到也带着这个小女孩啊，在家里在教会侍奉。
And so I see that he also brings his little girls to serve in the church.
为什么他会这样子？
Why was he able to do so?
因为他从他父母身上看那个最好的榜样。
Because he learned the best examples from his parents.
在父母身上看到以神为中心的生活。
He saw how his parents centered their life around God.
所以父母的行为就是最好的宗教教育的教材。
Therefore, the parents' actions and behavior is the bestreligious education material.
有时候我们觉得教孩子很难。
Sometimes we feel that it's very difficult to teach.
为什么会那么难
？Why?
因为我们所讲的跟我们所做的，在儿子的儿女的眼中看起来不太一样。
Because sometimes the things we say and the things we do, there are some discrepancies in our children's eyes.
如果你告诉你儿女，神很重要，记得要拜神啊。
If you tell your children that God is important, you need to worship Him.
但是礼拜六你要安排他很多学什么一大堆的这种活动。
But then on Saturday, you arrange for them to go to all different kind of classes outside of church.
来到教会都累得快睡着了。
And when they come to church, they are already very tired.
既然会要匆匆要赶下一场。
And after service, they will go to another class.
儿女就会看到啊，其实神也不是那么重要。
Then the children will feel that God is actually not that important.
活动比较重要。
These extracurricular activities are more important.
所以父母是最好的教材。
So parents are the best material.
这本教材也没有人可以帮你写。
And this teaching material is not something that people can make for you.
这是完全看你自己的。
It all depends on you.
第二点
，Secondly，
父母要花时间与儿女交流信仰的事情。
That parents must spend time to communicate with their children regarding faith.
第七节
，Verse 7。
第六章的七节
，Chapter 6 Verse 7。
你要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。
You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
这里说你要殷勤教导你的儿女。
Here tells us that you shall teach them diligently to your children.
那我们就想到底要怎么样殷勤教导儿女呢
？So how do we teach diligently?
这里说啊，你要在家里的时候。
It says that in your house.
走路的时候。
When you walk.
躺着的时候。
When you lie down.
都要讲话。
You need to teach.
而讲的东西要跟信仰连上关系。
And the things you say must be connected to faith.
但是问题是我们今天很忙。
The problem is today we are all very busy.
如果父母常常都不在家里。
If the parents are not home all the time.
或是下了班之后也不在家里。
Or even after work, they don't spend time at home.
那么就很，你就自己已经放弃了对儿女的影响力了。
Then you have already given up on your own influence on your children.
如果你没有时间跟他一起，怎么可以跟他一起走路呢？
If you don't have time, spend time with them, how can you walk with them?
啊，走路了就是要有空啊，去散散心啊，去公园啊。
To walk means that you can take a walk, go to the park, and, you know, take a stroll.
再来躺下来一起聊天。
And lie down and talk to one another.
父母什么时候有空可以躺下来跟孩子聊天？
When can parents have time to lie down with their children and talk to them?
小时候啊，他可以睡在你旁边呢。
When they are still young, they still sleep with you.
或者是去露营啊，一起睡在一个帐篷里面。
Or maybe when you can go camping and you can lie down in the same tent.
就是父母要花很多时间。尤其是当儿女还小的时候
that means that parents must spend a lot of time with the children, especially when they are still young.
但是今天大家的工作都很忙
But today, everyone is very busy with work.
加班啊，老板的要求啊。
We do a lot of work overtime.
但是我们要想到一点
But we must think about one thing.
工作永远做不完。
There will be endless work for you
to do. 加班呢，永远也没有结束的。
And there will be no end to your overtime.
但是孩子的长大，他不会等你。
But your children will not wait for you to grow up.
你很忙，不理他，他也还是会长大。
Even though you are very busy, you don't have time for them, they will still grow up.
但是他长大了之后，你再想要回到像他小的时候一样，你想多花时间跟他在一起，他就没有空理你了。
And once they grow up, you cannot return back to the time when they were still young and you want to spend more time with them.
在人快要离开世界以前
，before a person is about to leave this world,
很多人都有遗憾。
Many people will have regrets.
大部分的遗憾呢
？And most of the regrets
都是说，哎呀，我应该多花点时间给家人。
It's about I should have spent more time with my family.
没有人遗憾说，哎呀，我应该多花点时间在公司。
Nobody would ever regret that I should have spent more time at work.
因为通常人离开之前都会遗憾说，忽略了家庭。
That most people when theyBefore they leave this world, they would have regret that I have neglected my family.
同样，我们来想想我们的今天。
In the same way, let us think about our today.
生活是不是太忙了？
Are we too busy in our life?
忙到没有时间跟儿女在一起。
Are we too busy to the point that we don't spend time with our children?
这里说我们要找时间跟儿女。
So we have to find time for our children.
不单只是在一起打球啊玩啊。
Not only to be with them to, you know, do sports or play with them.
这个是很重要。
That is important, yes.
但是当时间建立了关系之后
，But after you have built up this relationship，
我们要跟他们谈论信仰的东西。
You need to talk to them about your faith。
比如说，我们跟小孩子谈论，哎，看到这个新闻，你觉得怎么样
？For example, when you read a piece of news, you can talk to your children, ask them, what do you think？
在路边看到多伦多，哇，最近很多这个彩虹的旗飘来飘去。
Nowadays we can see many rainbow flags on the side of the road。
小孩子问你。这个爸爸这是什么啊
？Your children may ask, Dad, what's it? What's this?
什么彩虹了还问
？You may say that that's just a rainbow flag.
随便打发他，没有空理他。
You may just want to quickly end the conversation.
还是你会抓着这个机会
？Or would you take hold of the opportunity?、
小孩子、你知道吗
？And say that, son, do you know?
这个彩虹旗啊，就是代表同性恋的
this
标志。
A rainbow flag is a symbol of for homosexuality.
他们他也在问了，什么叫同性恋
？Your children may continue to ask. So what is homosexuality?
我能告诉你，学校我有听过哦，老师说要尊重别人哦，这个不是错的。
They may say that I learned in school that you need to respect others, and this is not wrong.
这个时候你怎么讲话
？So what do you say to that?
你说啊，小孩子不懂了。
Do you say that
以后你就知道
anything you will learn when you grow up?
还是你会抓着机会跟他讲
？Or do you take hold of the opportunity and tell them？
没有错，有些事情呢，社会上大家都觉得是对的。
Yes, there are some things the society may feel is okay。
但是神的眼中呢，就不是对的。
But in God's eyes, it's not good。
大家喜欢的事情跟神喜欢的事情不一样啊。
What things that people like are different than things that God like？
你就开始跟他讲。
So you can, this is how you tell them.
不单只是这方面, 很多生活当中看到的, 听到的,
not just in this, on this topic, but there are many things that we see, we hear in our life.
或是他在同学当中看到的,
or things that they see in, among their friends.
你都可以把他拉到生活当中,
you can bring them into your faith.
拉到神的想法,
that you can bring them to see the what God thinks.
神要你做一个怎么样的孩子?
What God, what kind of children God want you to become.
但是父母要有这种的影响力。
But the parents must have this kind of influence.
他一定要花时间在儿女身上。
In order for the parents to have this kind of influence, the parents must spend some time.
今天为什么有人说孩子那么难教?
Today, why do people say that it's so difficult to teach our children?
因为有些父母平常不花时间在儿女身上。
Because some parents, they don't spend any time on their children regularly.
但是一开口了, 看到不对劲了, 就开始, 哎, 要求了。
But whenever they see something that is not good or that they are not happy with, then they will start to say something.
我教你, 我现在我教你了, 你听到吗?
That I'm teaching you. Do you know I'm trying to teach you?
你平常没有花时间在他身上, 但是要教他的时候, 他就不想听你。
If you don't spend time, usually normally with them, when you try to teach them, they probably won't listen to you.
为什么犹太人他们守安息日是那么严谨?
Why is it that the Jewish people, they are so strict and so they're so strict on observing the Sabbath?
当然这个是所谓的律法之下的安息日。
Of course, they are keeping the Sabbath under the law.
但是他们真的是礼拜五晚上开始是什么都不做。
But it's in fact that starting from Friday evening, they wouldn't stop doing anything.
从礼拜五的晚上一直到礼拜六的晚上。
From Friday evening to Saturday evening.
那一家人家就在一起。
They would gather the whole family together.
当然就是会谈论很多事情。
Of course, they would talk about many things.
也有这个讲话的空间跟时间。
They would have time to talk to one another.
所以这个花时间在儿女身上。
So this is to spend time on your children.
讨论这个信仰。
To talk about your faith.
再来第三点。
The third point.
父母要制造一个对信仰有帮助的环境, 让儿女成长。
The parents must be able to create an environment that can help your children to grow.
第八节,
Verse
8. 也要系在你的手上为记号, 戴在轭上为经文, 又要写在你房屋的门框上, 并你城门上。
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and there shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
这里说要制造一个好的属灵的环境。
Here says that we have to create a very good spiritual environment.
就是这里也看到神的话, 哪里也看到神的话。
That is, they can see the words of God here and there.
这个就是当时一个背景。
And this is the background at the time.
仔细看看, 我们看看一些慕道者, 为什么他会信主。
We can take a closer look to see why some of our friends come to believe in Jesus.
他们本来在国内不会信主。
Originally, when they were still back at home, they would not have come and believe in Jesus.
但是为什么移民来这边会信主?
But why is it that after they immigrated here, they come to believe in the Lord Jesus?
因为退休了, 或者是工作改变了, 没有以前那么忙了。
First, probably because they have retired or they have changed the job, so they are not as busy as before.
以前那批朋友脱节了, 没有了, 换来这边, 没有朋友了, 来教会, 又有一批新的朋友。
Or because they have been separated from their friends back at home, and when they come here, they make new friends, so they come.
有时候你环境改变哦, 你思想就开始改变。
So sometimes we see that when the environment changes, your thoughts also change.
所以很多人呢, 如果不移民呢, 是不会信神的。
So to some, unless they immigrate to Canada, they will not believe in Jesus.
遇到一些困难, 哎呀, 开始思想人生。
Because they come here, they meet up with some problems in life, so they start to think about their life.
所以环境对人有非常大的影响。
So environment has a very great direct impact to a person's life.
一个好的环境会让你更容易的去追求神。
A good environment will allow you to pursue God even more.
对我们大人都是这样。
It is so for our adults.
更何况是对小孩子呢?
Not to mention for the children.
小孩子还没有成型。
That before the children have become a set mold.
所以我们做父母的。
So as parents,
要尽我们最大的力量, 给他们一个属灵的环境, 让他们长大。
We have to try our best to create a good spiritual environment for them to grow up.
那什么叫属灵的环境?
And what is the spiritual environment?
可以从大环境来, 跟小环境来讲。
You can talk about the big environment as well as a small environment.
大环境就是你住离开教会不能太远。
broadly speaking, it means that you should not be too far away from the church.
如果你住离开教会两三个小时,
if you live too far from the, if you live more than two or three hours away from the church.
小孩子小的时候啊，把他丢上车，哦，他一起睡觉来到教会。
When your children are young, you may drive them to church. When they get on the car, they fall asleep.
他没选择，当然要跟着你啊。
Of course, they have no choice. They have to follow you.
但就是真的很累啊。
But it is truly very tiring.
一聚完会了，马上也要回家。
And right after service, you have to leave.
那他长大了，也要青少年的时候，他就不会那么愿意来。
And when they grow up in their teenage years, they probably would not be so willing to come.
因为他也没有办法参与圣工。
They also won't be able to help with holy works.
所以在有选择的情况之下，不要住在离开教会太远。
So when you have a choice, you should not choose to live too far away from church.
两三个小时，那真的是太远了。
If it's more than 2 or 3 hours, it's too far.
他真的以后慢慢的长大了，那信仰可能会脱节。
When they grow older, their faith may become more and more separated from God.
那如果真的是要住两三个小时距离，但是那边有信徒，赶快要在那边成立教会。
But if you really live 2 or 3 hours away from church, and there are certain believers living, there are other believers living in your region, you should try to have a establish a worship place.
有一个教会在那边，那么有归属感，孩子也可以在教会侍奉。
But if there is a church there, there is a sense of belongings, and the children can also have an opportunity to serve.
来教会不是当客人，而是要当主人，要在做事情。
But when you come to church, you are not just a visitor, you are the master, you are the owner, you have to do things.
所以要建立这种属灵的环境。
So we have to establish this kind of spiritual environment.
那么有一些环境呢，是小环境，就是家里的环境。
And some environment is in a smaller scale, for example, your family.
看看我们家里放什么。
We can take a look at to see what's around our house.
有一些家里收集这个 DVD 啊，那个韩剧、日剧啊，什么剧啊，中国剧，哇，几百片在那边。
Some people collect drama shows DVDs at home. They would have drama shows from different countries.
父母很爱看嘛。
The parents really love to watch them.
孩子也是喜欢看电视。
And the children also love to watch TV.
当然这是一种环境。
Of course, this is an environment.
但是如果你另外一种环境给小孩子。
But if you create a different environment for your children.
家里规定睡觉前全家一起要祷告。
That you have this rule that before we go to sleep, the whole family will pray together.
全家一起谈论圣经。
The whole family will talk about the Bible.
我是一个礼拜一次，我们做家庭的聚会。
Or once a week, we will have a family service.
就是你们家庭自己家庭聚会。
It's only for your family.
如果你不懂得怎么来带领家庭聚会。
If you don't know how to lead your family to have a service.
可以跟负责人讲。
You can talk to the board members.
负责人可以安排传道执事去你家示范一次给你看。
The board members can arrange the ministers to go to your house and to do an example for you.
那爸爸妈妈以后就可以自己带领在家里自己聚会。
Then the parents can from now on lead their children to worship God at home.
少点时间花在屏幕啊 ，screen time 啊，就会多点时间放在彼此的身上。
If you have less screen time, you will have more time to spend among yourself.
这种环境会影响儿女一辈子。
And this kind of environment can have a lasting impact on your children's life.
所以，当父母能够提供最美好的宗教教育的材料
，So when the parents can provide the best religious education material.
当父母多花时间在儿女的信仰身上
，When the parents can spend more time on their children's faith.
当父母能够制造出一个对信仰有好条件的环境
，When the parents can create an environment that is good for their faith.
你就正在提供一个最好的教育给你的儿女了。
Then you are providing the best education for your children.
很多成人。就是年纪大了之后才来信主的，他们都有一个遗憾。
There are many adults who came to believe in their adulthood. They usually have this regret.
他说：“哎呀，我的儿子，我的儿女已经大了，我现在没有办法逼他来信主了。
”They usually would regret that. Their regret is that my children are already old. So I cannot force them to come to church.
如果早一点来，如果我早一点信主，可能也还有机会。
If I have come to church earlier.Perhaps I still have the opportunity.
他们都觉得很遗憾的，儿女没有办法带来。
They all have this common regret that they cannot bring their children to church.
那现在我们有那么多孩子。
Now we have so many children.
我们都希望在座的每一位主内的家长都要做一个宗教教育的好老师。
We all wish that all the parents in the church we can be good religious education teachers.
教会的跟大家一起配合，来把主内一代带到主的道路上面。
And the church can work with you. To lead our next generation to bring them to the Lord.
Yeah, 我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
388首。
388.